Welcome to another episode of Marketing 101 for Chiropractors,
where we keep you ahead of the curve, attracting more new patients and growing your business. Now, here's your host, Dr. D himself.
Hey everyone, welcome to another week of Marketing 101 for Chiropractors. This week, I wanted to go through some tips and tricks on your Facebook Ads Manager. You know by now, I'm an advocate of you doing this yourself. And it's so much easier now than it was even last year or 2 years ago, because the algorithms, everyone loves to use that word, algorithms, just continue to improve to make this automated. So don't get lost into these tricks of data that marketers use to say, well, we're using lookalike audiences, or we're targeting a different demographic than you are. That's not true. You can do those same targets as anyone else. So by creating an ad campaign on Facebook, you're pretty much set and go. No one's going to get any better results than you, except with the ad offer itself. So, which means that the ad copy and the picture that you use, that's it. You change the offer, you'll change the amount of leads that you get. But we're looking at quality leads, right? That's what you want to be getting, is the quality leads from your ads. How do you do this? By targeting your ideal client. Now, you can't put in their first and last name and target them on Facebook. You can't do that. But, and you probably don't even have their first and last names until they become a client at your office, and then they become ideal because they're awesome, right? So the whole point of this story is that if you give out a free offer, imagine doing this, free chiropractic adjustments. Click this ad. How many leads are you going to get on that? Dozens, if not hundreds, in days. You will get tons of leads. This is maybe a great idea to build your list, but when you put out an offer, you have to give the offer. You have to offer them what you offered, right? So if you're going to give out free adjustments, then good luck for the next 2 weeks doing a bunch of free adjustments on people and not getting paid. So that's a dumb offer. Don't do that. Some major companies out there do that. You see that all the time when they open up a new location. I won't name their name, the joint, but they do that, right? I guess they have the budget to do that, and they're paying a salary on the poor schmuck that's working there, and they got to perform a bunch of free adjustments. But a good grand opening thing to do, maybe to get more hands on people, literally. But that's not the point. I'm getting off track. I wanted to show you some tips and tricks on your ads that you can do. So I'm going to add this to the stream. Here's my live Facebook ads manager that we're doing currently. And I'm just going to switch over to that big screen. Here we are. Offers. And then you just got to go here to your campaigns. And then you can see some data that's always being shown to you. And here's my top two that are going on right now that are active. And we're showing you for the month of March what they're doing. The landing page views, the website leads. It depends what conversion you have these set up for. But no matter what you do, you can always just hover over it. It gives you more data, tells you, how many people are actually clicking on it, how many applications were actually submitted, and then who actually filled out the application. Here I'm going for leads. And you just want to look at, all I look at is the cost. And I know in my area what the cost has been over the last 6 years. And I just keep an eye on it. This is really high for a lead, 129. But we just got this thing started. We're going to give it some more time. We've only spent 129 bucks on it. So therefore, the one lead has cost us 129 bucks. But this one above, $140, and it's been running a little bit longer, is creating pretty good. You want these to be about under a dollar in a metropolis area, and the less dense your city is or area is, the higher this number is going to go. Doesn't mean you can't get quality leads. It just means you got a lot of tire kickers looking at ads in a high density area. They're just looking and clicking and then moving on to the next feed. So when you go into your ads, here's a cool trick. You create a campaign. So this is the campaign for it. Then you have an ad set. You create whatever that ad set is. Within the ad set, you can create ads. In the ad set is where you set your daily budget. So if you have about $1,000 a month, that works out to about $30 a day, if that's what you want to spend for your advertising. So you do $30 a day. You set all the parameters there. You target your demographic in here, about 28 to 60-year-old men and women around this location, probably your clinic. You guys know how to do that stuff. And if you don't, quickly call me. Very simple. Go to EnricoD.com, and just click a Calendly link, I'm more than happy to talk to you about this stuff. Usually they're 10-minute conversations. Sometimes we have fun and talk longer, and it's cool. I love you guys. That's why I'm cool doing that. But within the ads campaign here you go, I can now split my $30 a day and do a whole bunch of cool ads. I know this says $30 on each one, but it's not doing that. It's doing it from your campaign, and it's saying we're splitting this $30 across all of this stuff. So our acupuncture one, I got to go back and in draft that. So, you know, we have acupuncture in the office. Someone does that. I have two chiro offers. One is showing a video of the Webster technique. The other one's showing a video of an upper cervical adjustment. So I'm testing video versus pictures. We got a massage offer and we got a laser offer in our, you know, just four of the modalities we do in our office out of the many that we do. To scale our business, of course. There you go. And then you can then go into the data and you can see what's going on. Why is this $99 offer not getting any results like this $99 offer? Is it a video? Is it still learning? We're going to give it some more time. But here you go. You can look at the page cost per result. And I'm doing page views, right? So page views should be about under a dollar, around a dollar, and or maybe, you know, a dollar to two, depending on where you're at. And then leads that fill out a form and book an appointment, like on your funnel, can be, depending on your area, $50 is still good. You know, $20, really good. If you're getting $10 leads, pretty amazing. But like I said, I can get you $1 leads. You can get yourself $1 leads. Just say free adjustments. Only 20 vouchers available. Click here. You get 100 leads for this. Then you could actually enforce the voucher thing. You'd be like, hey, I got 100 emails. That's pretty sweet, but I'm only going to enforce this on 20 because that's what the ad said. You know, you could do that, but who wants to do free adjustments, right? Now, I want you guys to, now, if you're listening to this on the podcast, I told you the five ads that are going right here, acupuncture, a $99 chiro offer, another $99 chiro offer, the massage offer, and the laser offer. The acupuncture, massage, and laser are going through my funnel, and I use ClickFunnels. So they land on it, they fill out their name, and then they can book an appointment. And that's a $79 offer. The $99 is going straight to my Google page, straight to my landing page on my website that we've pre-built. It's there. We always do the $99 offer to come on in, get an exam for $99. Exam, x-rays, consult, $99. Come on in, do that. And they can click on that. I did that just so I can separate the data and see where we're actually getting the traffic from and where the leads are coming from. Otherwise, it gets a little messy, even though these are three funnels. So by doing this, I've literally got four or five ads going for the exact same budget as $1,000 a month. See, and I'm marketing all of, you know, my two massage therapists, our chiropractor that does acupuncture, our laser program. It's all here and they're all different funnels. So if somebody's clicking on multiple offers, they're going to different sites and seeing the different offer in more detail. That was the tips and tricks, how you can divide this and actually market more. So a lot of people will set one ad and go, and I can show you my other campaign here. There you go. It's got a couple different pictures to it, but it's one ad with the exact same offer going to the exact same landing pages. And there you go. And because this is audio as well on the podcast, I'm not going to sit here and pull up the actual ad so that you can see them, because then we have to read it all out. But I hope that shows you what's going on there and some tips that you can do with this. Should you be running Facebook and Instagram ads? Yes. Yes, you still should be doing it. You should still be. The frustration with the Facebook ads is the quality of the leads, or you get a bunch of people filling up your leads and no new patients. I hear that. I see that. But that's part of marketing. I mean, it's just like putting an ad in the newspaper. You get tons of people reading it or bypassing that ad. Doesn't mean they're going to call you or fill out a form. Maybe they are curious and they send you an email, never become a patient. That's just what marketing is. I mean, it's better that people are filling out your forms, giving you their information, maybe inquiring about what you do and not becoming a patient, rather than sitting around not doing any marketing and hoping that the next new patient is going to be referred to you. You should have a referral source. We all love referrals. That's how we build our practices. And that's on autopilot. And you should be nurturing that more than you nurture anything in your office. But should you be doing Facebook ads? Absolutely, 100%. You should be doing them. Do you feel like you don't know what you're doing? Probably. And most of people do, because the algorithms are always changing. Facebook's always changing things, but they've created the ads manager to be seamless. You go in, you create a campaign, you follow the steps, you create your ad set, the demographics, you target, you know, the age group, men, women, the radius around your practice, the zip codes, you can put in whatever you want. You know how to do that. And then the ads is just, you just got to play with the pictures, the videos, and the offer. So if you feel like you're not getting anything from it, it's because the offer is not appealing enough. There's other chiropractors all doing the $25 special, and you're trying to compete with the $25 special. That's fine. You got to stand out a little bit. Maybe this is where you highlight in your video a different technique that you do. This is where the YouTube Y-strap videos all get all the hits and views, because people are like, what are they doing to that human body, right? And they watch it. Do you have to do a white strap video? No. Do you have to do something more compelling? Yes. That's it. It's just engagement. It's make it fun. And don't blow a lot of money on this. What's a good ad spend? $1,000 is good. $1,000. But if you got something that's working, you want to increase that ad spend to increase the amount of new patients that you get. It's just logical there. It's not linear though. So if you were getting 10 new patients with $1,000, doing $2,000 isn't necessarily going to get you 20 new patients. Just don't put that expectation together for that. There you go. Quick tip this Friday. Enjoy the week. Quarter one is done. Get ready for quarter two. Can you believe it? 2023. And again, EnricoD.com. We got the website all cleaned up. You can book consults with me. You can ask me questions on there. You can directly email me. Guys, I still love helping you, and I'm a colleague, so whenever you call me and expect an invoice, I'm not going to send you an invoice. I just don't do that. I love it. You either work with me or you don't. One thing I want to clear up is I'm not a marketer. So you guys are treating me like all the other marketers you're trying to get away from. You work with me and then you're like, well, just run my ads. I'm like, what? I don't want to run your ads. I don't want to do that. I don't want to adjust your ankles, right? You know, I'm an upper cervical chiropractor. I want to adjust your atlas. No, don't ask me to adjust your ankles. I don't want to do it. Same thing with you. Like, you're running away from your marketers because you agree with me. You're like, yeah, man, they're not really getting good results. They charge a lot. I don't want to pay $3,000 a month. What do you charge? $3,000 a month. Oh, well, then you do it. You run my ads. I'm like, no, hang on. And I don't charge $3,000 a month, by the way. But it's funny. And then you're like, you just like, just run my ads. I'm like, well, hey, can I tell you how to acquire the leads properly and like do like a consult with them right off the bat on the phone for free and how to convert them? That's a great idea. Can I do that for you? No, just run my ads. Guys, if that's what you want, that's not it. It's, you're going to hire me. You're going to bring me on. We're going to scale. We're going to grow. And there's other things that you need to do. The marketing becomes like autopilot in the background. We end up talking about bigger things, acquiring the right people for your office, firing people you need to let go of, scaling procedures, systems, you know, wellness plans, how to turn your active practice into a wellness practice. I mean, that's the long game here. And it doesn't mean we're going to be working together for years, but definitely for a few months. We're going to be doing this. You're going to learn some things. You're going to grow this year in 2023, and then you're going to move on. Maybe you call me back in 2025. I don't know. However that goes, that's how this is turning out to be. I am not a marketer. So you being like, well, why aren't the ads performing? I'm like, because I set them up for you, just like I told you to do it, but you didn't want to do it. So I did it for you so that I could continue coaching you on bigger things. That's what I do. That's what's going on. Check out the website, EnricoD.com. And if you have questions, reach out. I love them. I love answering them. And sometimes I don't have the answer. So don't get mad. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave a rating. It helps get our podcast out to more listeners. Also, join Marketing 101 for Chiropractors on Facebook or visit us at EnricoD.com for more information on growing and scaling your business.